Welcome to Howie Mandel Does Stuff with
Jacqueline Schultz, your daughter.
Yeah. And I am
a very beautiful Jacqueline Schultz, okay. Your daughter.
Yeah, you are beautiful. and but you know, enough about you.
No, I just want to point that out. You know what? We don't have Caroline here today because she's on vacation. And I think since Caroline's not here, maybe I'll get some of the comments now in the comment section and on YouTube.
What kind of comment do you need?
Well, she always gets a ton of comments saying how beautiful she is, how everyone loves her, more Caroline. I've never once received a comment about how beautiful I am. And it's
okay,
weighing on me.
You're beautiful. Let's move on. Okay. Anyway, what I'm really excited about all the potty people, the people that are listening to the podcast, wherever podcasts are available, and the people subscribing and the people reviewing, keep doing that because we are now officially number 30 in Croatia.
Woo!
Can we have a...
Oh, 25, 25.
What?
We're number 25.
30.
No, Alex just corrected you, 25.
What do you mean? No, 25 in Trinidad.
No. No, he just told you. It's 25 in both.
Alex, our son, Alex?
It's 25.
How do you know? You said it was 30. Where's 30?
No, I've never told you 30.
You said 30 in something.
30.
30.
Croatia.
I'll look.
Please look it up. And you look it up. You don't correct us and then look it up. But that's because Alex Mandel's mind is really not on the game today. Alex is leaving to go also on vacation. Caroline and Alex are going on vacation this week. I guess, you know.
Not together.
Recording a podcast once a week is just so tiring for these people. And they need to get away. Because at a certain point, for people that don't know anything about podcasts, at a certain point, these people have to come in and press record.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they're able to do that once a week without a getaway. I hope you rest up good, Alex.
It's the 25th in Croatia. 25th in Trinidad, and 31st in Lebanon.
Wow. And that's because of you, the listener and the watcher. We could not be 25 to 31 in Lebanon, Trinidad, and Croatia without you people. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I do this. No, I'm telling you, that's why I hope people said when I said I want to do a podcast, and they said, well, so many people are doing podcasts. I go, but are so many people like aiming for that Croatian audience?
You might be the only one.
Well, no, apparently there's 29 ahead of me.
24.
And 122nd in Poland.
Oh, your
don't
hometown.
Tell me, now you're bringing me down. That's where I have Polish descent. Why the hell aren't my people
supporting you as much as the Croatians?
Yes. I don't understand. I have no connection to Croatia whatsoever. But now I love you, Croatia. And I love you, Trinidad. And I love you, Lebanon. Well, yeah, we have been to Croatia. We've been to Dubrovnik.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took them there to, we did a fact-finding mission 2 weeks before we started the podcast to figure out what it was the Croatian people wanted to hear, what they wanted to listen to. I did not want to launch a podcast without being intimately involved with the Croatian people and their culture. So thank you, Croatia. Thank you, Trinidad. And thank you, Lebanon. You'll also notice on an update on our podcast, Jeremy, our editor, and one of our producers gave himself a haircut. So I don't know if you could see it. He always wears a hat. But
is
what?
That worthy of a discussion? Is that what you found out from Croatia? They want more
conversations
about?
He had long locks of hair. He was like... he was the Jason Momoa of, you know,
of podcasting
in Croatia. And the thing is that he just cut off for a why? What made you cut your hair, besides the scissors?
I just woke up one day and it sucked, so right. Got rid of it.
Wow! And Jeremy, for those that don't know, is also a storyteller. He's such a great. You ask him anything, and then it just blossoms into an entire, I would imagine that haircut story right now in Hollywood, where we're not number 30, is being, all the big studios are in line trying to get the movie rights to Jeremy's haircutting story. It's called I woke up one day and it sucked. So I cut it. What a great story. I don't know. And the reason maybe I'm so attracted to the story, because at this point in my life, I've never woken up to this sucky feeling of long hair.
And yes, you did, and then you shaved it.
No, I said at this point in my life.
Oh, okay.
But that wasn't why I cut my hair.
No, I know. We talked about this before. Oh, wait, so did you donate your hair, Jeremy?
I have before, but not this time. It wasn't long enough.
Okay.
It had to be like 10 inches or something.
All right.
And you weren't, it wasn't 10 inches? How many inches do you think you cut off?
It actually probably was, but I did it at some chick's house, so we didn't donate from there.
Okay. The story just gets better and better.
I did it at some chick's house, and we don't donate from there. When I cut my hair off, you know, I know what you're speaking of. You're speaking of locks for love, right?
Yeah.
And I was at some chick's house getting my own kind of love, and that's not what the locks were for. I said to her, can I go down on you if I cut my hair?
Dad.
No, but that's where, that's, I'm sorry.
Why does it always go there?
Well, where he said he originally told the story that he woke up and he thought this sucks. And then it moved into like a romantic, you know.
He didn't say romantic. He said I was at some chick's house.
Nothing happened. The only part of you that was touched and cut was your hair.
Touched and cut.
Jeremy?
That part of the story is left out. It's
No, I know. I'm filling it in.
Yeah. Yeah, your story is better than mine.
What, is it accurate? Is his story accurate?
PG-13, yes.
Oh,
can we call this girl now?
Sure, we can call her.
Let's call her.
Really?
I'm gonna call her. Send me the...
Is it a girlfriend?
No, it definitely is not. But.
Are you going to see her again?
For my trim, yeah.
Oh, wait. She's a haircut person?
Yeah.
There was no sex involved? No happy ending to your haircut?
No. There wasn't.
Are you attracted to her?
Can we make it...
It's Renee.
Yeah. Are you attracted to her? To this Renee?
No.
But if...
Do you want to ask him first if he's okay with having this conversation?
Are you okay with having this conversation?
We can talk about haircut stuff. I don't care.
And what about calling her? Like, there's nothing. We're not going to get anything out of her for the phone call.
Probably not, but we could prank her. It doesn't matter.
Do you hear spunk in his voice?
Yeah, could prank her.
She's a nurse,
doesn't
right?
matter.
Yeah,
she's a nurse.
You got your haircut from a nurse?
Yeah, she's multi-talented. Yep.
Yep. She also trimmed Harvey's toenails for me.
No, you're kidding.
No, didn't right? She
yeah,
did.
She did. Yeah.
Wait, you went over to this girl's house. She clipped a dog's nails, cut your hair, and and nursed you back to health.
Yes.
Why doesn't he answer? When did you become his spokesmodel, Alex?
I don't know. He wasn't leaning in.
Lean into these conversations.
Yes.
Do you have any other interest besides to be serviced from a hair point of view to this nurse? Is she single?
Yeah, she's a lot single, yeah.
A lot single.
I didn't know there were levels of single.
She's a lot single.
Not a little bit single. Not, you know, she's okay single. She's a lot single.
What does a lot mean? What qualifies her as a lot single?
Oh, just way, way single.
Way, way?
I'm a lot single.
Are you?
Yeah.
So why
lot.
Don't you cut Jeremy's hair?
And
they turned off the sound.
Okay, what? And I'll trim his toenails.
Do you have any interest in Renee? Because I can make this work for you.
I don't. It's all right, though.
How old is Renee?
A lot.
A lot.
Is she an older woman?
No.
No, she's not. She's like, 27, 8, 28.
27, 8.
What's all these questions for Jeremy about his nurse?
Are you trying to get me to stop to asking about his nurse haircut service that he goes to?
This is what dad does. You know this, Alex. Like, he gets interested and he'll just keep asking questions. This has happened even when we used to go to restaurants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever he ran into, he became super
Always.
Interested.
I would walk up to a stranger and say, do you know Jeremy? Do you have any knowledge into why he got his haircut? And does he like that nurse?
No,
wherever we go.
Alex, don't you remember? It would turn uncomfortable because he would get to like the root of some major traumatic incident that happened in people's lives and talk about it. Remember?
Yes. People would cry next to our dinner table just having a conversation with him. I've never told anyone this. Yeah. I can't believe I'm telling you.
But you're making it seem like that's a negative.
No, you're just really interested. You're actually
curious. If curiosity killed cats, there would have never been a cat within 30 miles of me.
Okay.
Don't you see what I said there?
I see. Speaking of nurses, can we change the topic a little bit? Because okay. I have something for nurses.
Okay.
Not for nurses, but I was on TikTok where I get all my information.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah. And there was a nurse on TikTok that is doing a series for things she has pulled out of holes.
Oh, I talk about that in my act sometimes.
Really?
You know that.
Oh, yeah. And then you ask people in the audience.
I'm fascinated by the fact, like somebody says they're a doctor, they work in an emergency room. We hear all these stories about people who have been in an emergency room or been part of it and the weird things that have ended up in the orifices. In fact, you're talking about this. Are you talking about the woman part?
She just said things that she has pulled out of holes.
Go ahead. What has she pulled up? Maybe we should go live.
No,
also
I think Alex in the back, you should go live on Dad's account and ask for people if they know anyone or if they've had anything.
I can't
anything.
Just go on Instagram live and start talking.
The reason why you can't, Dad, is because you get so distracted and then you just start looking at what people are saying on Instagram live.
But that's what I care about.
All right. You do you. But I'm going to tell you, do you want to know what this woman has pulled out of people's
orifices?
Holes? Yeah, she doesn't specify what it is. Hold on.
What are you doing?
Pausing this. How do you want me to do this, Alex? Should I put it? It's just on my computer.
Well, just tell us.
No, it's a TikTok.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know how to do it. But anyway, I'm just telling.
Okay, never mind.
I'm on Instagram Live now. I'm on Instagram Live now, I'm also doing my podcast and my I'm telling you that my daughter.
All right, carrots. She said carrots.
Okay, just to fill in the people here that are just listening now.
Yeah.
You found a nurse on TikTok who talks about what she has pulled out in emergency rooms or from people's orifices, different orifices. So I want an Instagram Live to find out if any of my followers or people who are on Instagram have a story about, or if they're a nurse, something they did in the emergency room or found in people's orifices.
Well, this one said that she pulled out 14 carrots and they couldn't find the 15th. So there's one still missing in the orifice.
So you're saying somebody pulled out 14 carrots and they couldn't find the 15th. Now, if you from what orifice was it?
She doesn't specify. She says holes, just holes. So I'm guessing.
So why, if you find 14 carrots inside someone, why are you so sure there's a 15th?
Because they knew how many they put in. The person counted how many they put in.
Okay. So she might have put 15 carrots in her, maybe in her ass, right? Mm-hmm. And then they pulled out 14 carrots,
it might
right?
have been a guy too, but yeah.
It could be. But that's good because hindsight is 20/20, and that's from eating carrots. With your hind.
Okay.
See what I did there? Nobody here is requesting. They want to be on live. You got to tell me why. I mean, my brother Sonny swallowed a battery.
You could show any TikTok to Dad specifically, and then Jeremy can throw the TikTok.
People are saying they swallowed a battery. I will give you the TikTok so that you can put it up, Jeremy. But right now I'm just playing it on silent because the next one.
15 carats. Ooh, somebody said here.
This is why I didn't want Dad to go on Instagram
okay.
live.
Why?
Because you're just reading comments.
Shouldn't we? Well, let's cater to all our fans everywhere.
Do you want to hear what the next one was?
Yeah.
A beauty blender.
A beauty blender?
Yeah, like a sponge.
I need to know more of what the... Oh, a sponge.
It's you know, this. It's like the fine poured sponge. It's like a...
Wait. Alex, what is it?
Alex.
How do you know what a beauty blender is, Alex?
I've lived with a lot of women.
And who have blended their beauty?
They did it for absorption, they said. To absorb.
Karen from mine said when they poured the 14 carats out, it was just one ring. And her husband told her it was supposed to be she pulled a ring out of her orifice. They took it to a gemologist. Uh-huh. They said this is 14 carats. And she was told that her ring was 15 carats. There was one missing.
Okay, I get it.
See what?
Want to know the next one?
My friend had broken bones on the back of her neck. So what does that mean?
Okay, Dad, do you want to know the next one?
Yeah.
A light bulb. And the doctor didn't break it when removing it.
How many doctors does it take to unscrew a light bulb? Here's somebody said, I swallowed a Lego.
Okay. Okay, Dad, this is why I didn't want you doing the Instagram.
But aren't we doing the same thing? Can't we do this simultaneously?
No.
Because you're just fiddling with your fingers reading comments.
Yes. Oh, chewed up spine from the book. Somebody stuck the chewed up spine from a book and put it in their ear.
What?
They took, you know that, you know, the spine of a book?
Do you want to know the next thing that she said she got out of a hole?
Yeah, you can. Why can't you do yours and I do mine?
A Tresemme shampoo bottle.
I love that there's branding.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
But it wasn't the salon size. She has pictured here a salon size, but she clarifies it wasn't the salon size.
How does that happen?
That's their slogan, Dad.
You know what happened? 2 days later, she made a shampoo.
That was probably vajayjay.
Oh, you think she put a Tresemme bottle in her vajayjay?
Yeah, vajayjay. And then last but not least in this series, at least, was a hamster. The guy said...
I don't believe that.
The guy said it was a gerbil. And when they pulled it out, they're like, no, it's a hamster. And they had an argument about whether or not it was a hamster or a gerbil.
Was it alive when they got it out?
No.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Killed it. It was a Syrian hamster, which I have a Syrian hamster too.
When did it become political like this?
No, that's a kind of hamster.
Syrian hamster.
Yeah.
How do you know it wasn't from Afghanistan?
No. Are there actually like wild hamsters in Syria, Alex?
I actually don't know that.
You don't know that, Alex? Gerbil has a long tail, says Carrie. So she knows what she stuck. Carrie knows what she stuck into her because what she stuck into her had a long tail. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, well, that was it for...
See, somebody liked my shampoo joke. That can't be it. Maybe there's people high from in Istanbul, they're saying. In Europe or wherever you're watching this right now, you heard someone swallowed a fidget spinner or a boy swallowed a coin. Those aren't great stories.
Okay, done.
What?
Cut.
What do I have to cut?
We're done with that story.
Why? They're not. The listeners kind of compete. But go on. You can move on to the next story and they can be part of it. So nobody really had anything.
You know what I did want to ask you, though?
Go ahead.
I heard from people that you are having a mental crisis and that you are on the brink of depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. No biggie.
Why?
Did you tell TMZ that?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes.
So that's an accurate story?
It is. So why are you making me get off of my Instagram? I know. No, it's true. They asked how you know, people say, how are you? Mm-hmm. And they make jokes because I'm a germaphobe saying you must have seen this coming. And the truth of the matter is this has been, and you know, you're making light of it too. You're having a really hard time. We're having a hard time. And I have to work really hard at not slipping down that dark wormhole. Each and every day. And I teeter on depression. And nighttime is the hardest for me because I don't have anything to disturb. Like in the midst right here, sitting here with you and Alex and short-haired Jeremy, I'm okay. But if I'm not distracted and I don't have something to do, my mind swirls in a direction I don't need it to, like a flushing turd going down the toilet, and I end up in a shitty place. So I am constantly teetering on depression. Yes.
Oh, I thought that we were just going to be talking about the salacious headlines from TMZ that made it seem like it's worse than it is. But you're saying no, that was actually what you told them.
I am. I'm telling you and I'm telling everybody. This is a hard little balancing act, just kind of staying productive and semi-content. Happy is an exaggeration.
Happy as a clam?
How happy are clams? They don't even have feet. How happy can you be without feet?
I don't know. Some of them have jewels.
What?
Jewels inside, like pearls.
That's the only, they have a pearl. They don't have, like, I want a ruby. You don't open a clam for a ruby.
Do you know what the happiest animal is?
How did we get from your depressed father to what's the happiest? There's Howie Mandel, and then on the other end of the spectrum is?
Like a quokka?
What?
What's a quokka?
Bless you.
No.
What did you just say?
No. Oh. What's a quokka?
Did you say something, or was that a cough?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
You're sending us a quokka.
No, the happiest animal is a goldfish.
How do you know that?
Because they have the memory. They only have a 10-second memory. So no matter what, they're just happy. They don't remember anything bad that happened to them.
Nah, you don't know
be
that.
Be a goldfish. I learned that on Ted Lasso.
I love that every piece of information you have is either from some TV show or TikTok.
Yeah.
And you were spent 10 years as an educator, as a teacher. And is this what you would have wanted for
I
your...
also went and got my master's degree and everything. No, I think I learned
And now you're learning from Ted Lasso and TikTok.
Wait, Alex just sent me a picture of a quokka.
Why do you think that's the happiest animal, Alex?
Oh, it looks really happy. Is that a real animal?
Yes.
Look, it's got a smile.
It has a smile.
They all smile.
What do you mean they all smile?
What is that? Is it like a
maybe that's not a smile. Maybe that's just the shape of its mouth. That's not a smile.
Alex, tell us more. He just like left us.
I don't really have any more to say about it.
Why do you think it's happy? Because of that smile?
Do you smile when... Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the smile.
But that do you think that's a smile or that's just the shape of its mouth? It's not smiling.
I don't think it's happy. It looks like it's a little creature that lives in the woods that could be a lot of animals' prey.
Yeah.
What's it called?
A quokka.
Like Kaylee?
Quokka? Quokka?
Yeah, that's a different spelling.
Is that different? She's splitting
up. Yes, it's different.
She's splitting up. So why is this quokka smiling?
Because it's not quokka, it's a quokka.
Oh, it's a quokka?
Quokkas are sad right now. Quokkas are still smiling.
That should be smiling.
He sent another picture. Look how cute this is. Can you have one in captivity?
Like, no, you shouldn't.
Why?
Because then they're not happy when
this
you
is
have.
Not, this is not the right thing to do.
Why? They say that.
Why
about...
do you just have so many quokka pictures at hand?
Oh, I went on Google Images.
Oh, this is not from your own personal collection of.
Are they mean?
No, not really.
Why? Where are they? What are they indigenous to?
We don't need to talk about this the whole time.
Why are you? You're more interested in talking about dating and the single life than a quokka. Now that bothers me. Why are you so secretive about you and your quokka
experience? On the Traveler, Australia, it says the world's happiest animal, the quokka.
But what is your connection to the quokka? Do we have a special guest?
I like happy animals.
I think we have a guest coming in.
Well, you know what, though?
What?
This story about the quokkas, since it's a forest animal, reminds me of another story I wanted to talk to you about.
I hope that's a good segue to wherever we're... You know, we have a special guest coming in. You may not
right
get through
now?
The story. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right this second?
Pretty close. Go ahead. Start the story.
Okay. Did you hear about the family that died in the forest? In the national forest while they were hiking?
Whole family died in the forest?
A husband, a wife, their baby, and a dog.
I love that you spend your week going, all right, we'll do the 14 carats in her orifice.
I have a list of things to talk
about.
No,
but it's just so eclectic. 14 carats, 15th carat was lost in her orifice. Then I want to talk about the happiest animals on earth. And then I want to talk about the family that died in the forest. Dad, you think that's a good lineup for tonight's episode?
You know, I have a meeting with like Rich and Caroline before the podcast, like the day before the podcast every time, and we go over the list of topics.
And that's what you had written down throughout the course of the week.
Yeah.
I do absolutely no homework for this, and I don't want you to take that personally, listener, because it's obviously working. You don't become a number 30 in Croatia. And then just take that lightly and then change directions on how you're doing things. Oh, there he is. You can come in. Come on in.
Oh, we're not talking about the dead family anymore.
We can.
Okay.
Our guest will also talk to you about it.
Okay.
There you go, buddy.
Hello.
Hey. One of my favorite comedians ever has just walked in the room.
I'm putting my mask on because my brother's coming in, not you.
Are you vaxxed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Double vaxxed?
Double vaxxed.
What, a Pfizer, Moderna?
I got the Pfizer. I'll get the booster when I am eligible.
Oh, really? Yeah, I wonder if we're going to get... When are you eligible? Like, you don't have a...
I think it's 8 months. My mom just got it.
Did she get sick on the second one? Like on the booster?
Yes. She got side effects.
Right.
But yeah, but then she was okay, and now she got the booster, and then she was a little achy. Her side effects weren't as bad with the booster shot. Also, comedian, not infectious disease doctor. Don't talk to me.
Doesn't know anything.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't know anything.
Lovely Brad Williams is in the room.
Hi.
Hi.
There he is.
Nice to see you. I don't know you. Hello.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Howie Mandel, and I've worked with you many times.
You are Howie. Yes. Okay. Like and the long. Oh, all right. Got
like
it.
Like the long.
Okay.
And this is my daughter. Jackie. Jacqueline Schultz.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Nice
Schultz.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And you, did, were you pleasure. Not? Oh, you didn't. You don't go out. I was saying. Well, I thought because it was your. No. Because my other daughter was there the other night. We worked at the same club. We worked in Supernova.
Yes.
In Hollywood, and my daughter was there, but it was the other daughter.
The daughter that goes out.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
now.
Our...
Do you have now? Do you have a favorite? Do you have a good child?
Who's here working with him? Who did he pick to work with him?
Well, you said. You said you have a brother too.
He's right
he's
there.
Here. Okay, so there he is.
It's a family. It's like welcome to the Jew Osmonds show.
but he's behind triple plated glass, so he's trying really hard to be away from you.
Well,
whereas this daughter is very close
because this daughter is lives behind triple glass and hasn't gone out.
We're
for 2 years.
Really hard to be far away from him.
And he goes out and he sees people, so he's in the germ aquarium.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what that is. You're not a germaphobe at all.
No, I'm not.
He is a new father, I would think would make you a germaphobe.
I am for her. I don't care about me. I want my child to be protected. And obviously, she was born January 13th, 2020, which was 2 months before the world shut down. So I had planned to have 2 months of paternity leave off the road. And then I'm like, all right, 2 months is over. Let's go back. Ah, worldwide pandemic. Okay. So I'm a germaphobe for her because she was born in the time of COVID. So I'm trying to keep everything away from her. Me, I'm personally under the philosophy of you have to expose yourself to germs to be able to fight off germs, if that makes sense.
But no, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I'm not of that same philosophy, but I know that makes sense to people.
Yes.
I just can't expose myself when I know that I'm being exposed. I know that just being out there in life, we're exposed.
Yes.
Speaking of exposure, the last time we hung out, not here, but are you getting important messages?
No, I'm turning it off so I can be full and present and with you.
Thank you. Okay. I really appreciate that.
Or you could keep it on, and if there's an exciting text or phone call, we'll be happy to talk about it.
No, a few years ago, you're married, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been married?
We just celebrated our 4-year wedding anniversary. That is the fruit and flower anniversary. There's
of
themes
course. Yes.
to every year. I know them
fruit
all.
Fruit and flower? So you got her an apple and a tree?
yeah.
Really? There is?
Yeah. Number one is paper. Two is cotton. Three is leather.
Oh, my God. Three sounds like it was fun.
Three was
first
a hell
two
of an
years.
Anniversary. Let me tell you.
Oh, honey, I got the cotton.
Yeah. I had a full gimp outfit for the third one. But
wow. You are such a romantic. You are a romantic, Brad.
I got you this ball gag. And then four is flower and fruit, and then next year is your mind will go places for this one. Next year is wood. So
you just celebrate in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So this is the time we hung out was probably 5-6 years ago before that. Mm-hmm. Or how long have you known her? Is this the girl that did you meet her on Thrinder?
Yes. I married that woman.
What's you married
Thrinder.
What's Thrinder?
Oh, I will tell you.
I'll let Brad.
Should I tell you? I feel weird telling your daughter in front of you.
No, she's old enough.
Thrinder is.
She's old enough.
We just got done talking about Jeremy having possible sex with his barber. So go ahead.
It's a nurse.
Possible sex with his barber.
It's his nurse. His nurse cut his hair.
Yeah.
It's all right. When you say barber nurse, I feel like he's like in the old West where the barber just did everything. So did your barber also take the bullet slab out of your back? Okay, I get it.
Explain to my daughter what Thrinder is.
Okay.
She's married with two kids. She's
okay,
old to...
so you're not going to hop on this thing. Or maybe you will. I don't know. So I'll do the quick story. Thrinder, and just so you know, I'm not lying. It's not called Thrinder anymore because Tinder sued them for copyright infringement. Now the app is called Field, F-E-E-L-D. If you're an adventurous person, you may want to remember that name. Field is Tinder, mm-hmm. but it's specifically designed for people trying to have threesomes.
Oh. not really for so not, people that are looking not for
the
a marriage.
Bear, not the Bear Grylls kind of adventuresome.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, threesomes.
Okay.
So I was on there, and I matched with two women, and we were all going to go out together.
Did they know each other, those two?
They did not. You can go on as a single and match with singles. You can go on as a couple and look for a single to join you.
Right.
I went on as a single, matched with two other singles. One of the women did not show up. We still don't know why. And the other one I had a lovely time with. And 2 years after that, I proposed to that woman. Because when you find a hot Asian that loves three ways, you lock that down.
How many times have I told you that, Jackie? How many times, as your father, have I told you that?
You know, that's the title for this podcast.
What if you find a hot Asian?
Yeah.
So that third, the third one never showed up.
Third one never showed up for that particular date, or ever, really. We never really met up with her.
But what a happy ending. No pun intended.
I mean, was that an Asian joke? No. yes, a very happy ending. I ended up marrying that woman, and now we have a child together. So I think
now the threesome continues. Oh no, that's terrible.
But yeah, it's a crazy thing. I feel like Field should reach out to me and I should be the spokesman, like, hey, I know you're trying for really adventurous, crazy, fun sex, but you could have a family life.
Yeah, people should be on Field. They're looking at the wrong.
No, why are you going on the Tinders and the Farmers Onlys?
Because the Field people are probably more apt to get a relationship because they're shooting for the numbers, right? Yeah. If I got three people and one of them is going to be the perfect match,
Alex,
instead of one on one, what?
Have you tried
Field?
The Field.
My mouth is full.
because he's trying Field.
He's trying.
That's something you're often saying if you're on Field. Is
now on Field? Full. Do you specify? Do you specify? You're looking for two women. Like, how do you know you're not gonna?
Yes, that's what that you can specify the genders if you so wish. I specified two women because I've been a part of a devil's threesome before, but I wouldn't. Not for me. It's not my thing.
Is that what it's called? The devil's threesome? When there's two guys?
Yeah.
Because of the horns?
the two horns?
I don't know.
That, or you can call it that. You can call it the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
I don't get that analogy.
Because it's two guys meeting in the middle, and the woman's kind of the base between them.
I see that. So it's very European.
That's why it's called the Eiffel Tower. Because when I engaged in that activity, the other man was a tall man. I called mine the Leaning Tower of Pisa. you know, because it can't structurally, Eiffel Tower wouldn't work.
So how did that work? There was another guy. There was a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a fun night. it was an ideal situation.
Did you accidentally get into it, or you knew you were getting into it?
I mean, I didn't start off my night going, all right, this is happening. This is the day. Like, it's something that happens after a show between
consenting
between all consenting adults, a waitress, her husband, and then they just wanted to try something, I guess. And I was young and in my 20s, and I thought,
why not?
Let's go. Let's have a great
story.
So
what goes wrong? Tell me what goes wrong.
Ah, the paintbrush.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
The paintbrush.
People don't understand that there is an art to threesomes.
What's the paintbrush?
All right.
Come on,
so
you know.
So the paintbrush. Okay. So here's my tip. When you're in which is what I said before the devil's three-way. Here's my tip. But when you're involved with one of these things, which is fine. People do what they do. If you're one of the men, it is important to communicate to the other man what is your rotation? How are you switching positions, and in what position are you switching? Are you doing clockwise? Are you doing counterclockwise?
Oh,
you,
yeah. I did.
You got over
direction
there,
is very...
I got over here, doing something like that.
Wait, so you say...
There's let's, a lot of communication involved. A
lot of communication involved.
No, so you... just to slow it down for
sure.
Our audience in Croatia. You know, we're number... no, but we are. We're number 25 there.
You're number 25 in Croatia.
We are. And in Trinidad and in Lebanon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Okay. So for the, our...
Number 1 through 24 in Croatia is just tennis podcasts.
That's
and
all.
Then you guys are number 25. That was the nicest stereotype.
But I think the takeaway is we're an educational podcast.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've said okay to this couple,
yes.
to the waitress, her husband, and the couple.
Yes.
You go over their ground rules.
Yes.
I don't understand what a paintbrush is.
Wait.
I'm getting there.
We'll slow down. We're all getting there.
There will be a payoff.
No, but I mean, the thing is that you say you're all fully dressed when you get to wherever the place is. When did the conversations of like, I will start in this orifice and then I need to move counterclockwise to this next orifice. So follow my signal.
What I'm saying is you should have those conversations.
Oh, you didn't.
I failed to have those conversations and that was my first mistake.
Because it's really hard. Like you do her in the mouth, I'll do her in the back.
Yeah.
And then we'll move counterclockwise.
Yes. That's what you should be saying.
Don't talk and talk nicely in front of my kid.
Instead, it was the action going on, and then
the action's going on. Slow down. So you get? Did you do it at their house?
Dad. No, we did it in my hotel room, and thankfully I had two queen beds that time. So we did it in the one bed, and then I never touched that bed for the rest for the rest of the stay at that particular comedy club.
Why did somebody make a poo on the bed?
No, it was just. I just didn't
bad
want to
memories.
Be, I just want to be in the. I just want to be in the other bed.
Well, thank God, that's the good news. So there was clean linen for you.
Clean linen involved.
Yeah. So you get to your hotel room.
Yes.
Is there any conversation about who goes first, where we go, or
they went first?
Just alone, and you're watching.
Yes, and I didn't know that was going to happen.
You didn't know?
No.
Well, you had just...
he's saying there's no communication.
Yeah.
But the point is, I just figured that... I'm trying to get inside the minds of you and your friends.
Right.
The key was you just put on a show for them. They came from a comedy club.
Yeah.
You just performed for them, and they said, hey,
almost never goes to this point, but I'm sure you've been in a club where you hang out with the staff afterward, you talk, you have a beverage, whatever. So they offered to
give... And that's it, right, Dad?
And that's it. Yeah. And then this particular time, they offered to give me a ride back. And so I was like...
That's okay. What you heard.
Yes.
She said, ride my back.
Yeah. So we're in the hotel room. We're having like one last drink in my hotel room. They begin to engage.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of like...
With each other, not with you.
Not with me.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. That's happening in my room.
Okay.
All right. And then the woman indicated that she would like me to join in. And at that point,
clockwise or counterclockwise? How do you approach that?
I approach it by looking at the husband and being like, "Is this a thing? Like, or am I gonna?" Because she was a very attractive woman. I was into her. That she was very fine. The guy, not my type. Mostly the penis and balls.
Right.
Not my type. For some people, it's great. For others, not so much. And but I kind of looked at him like, hey, is this something that's okay? Because the last thing you want to do is engage in that kind of activity. And while the woman might be into it, the husband wasn't aware or didn't know. And
right.
Then
people don't think you're opening up a whole new.
Yeah.
There are certain. Kind of preferred practices involved because I didn't realize if I would see that you might just enter without the proper signal.
Yes, and
so you said to him,
"Yeah, like,
is
this okay?" And he goes, and he goes, "Yeah, we do this all the time." I'm like, "Oh,
that makes it even better."
Okay, so all right,
we do this.
Definitely should jump in a vat of Purell after this, but okay.
Now, did you put on protection?
Yes.
Like a helmet or something?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Helmet. Wrist guards.
Shin guards.
Shin guards.
You're just being silly.
So we're engaged in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, And
I'm trying to figure out what the Leaning Tower of Pisa, for those people that aren't creative. And the reason I'm telling you is that Jeremy, our editor, will he puts a lot of this in animation. So describe it. I want to see what this looks like.
I can only imagine the animation. He's gonna put.
What are you saying?
The guy that cleans the fish tank in the room. In the lobby. Was in there listening.
He was listening to this?
I'm sure he is. He's having a good time.
And he just came back. Everybody wants to know what the Leaning Tower. Yeah. Something Jeremy could draw really easily. Yeah, describe it.
It's like penthouse form for him right now.
Yeah.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa. So the Eiffel Tower is it's kind of too even based. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, with me being smaller, you had the one guy way taller than me, and he's
kind of standing?
No, she's on all fours.
Like doggy okay. style.
Yeah. Well, one of us.
I get what it is.
No, I don't
want to
hear.
I get it.
When your daughter goes, oh, like doggy style, I get it. There's nothing that bothers me
more
than hearing. This is just going to places
like,
I've never.
She's like,
oh. She's
no,
like, oh. I don't want to hear the, oh, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like when you snowball someone. Right, exactly.
I don't know snowball.
Oh, thank Christ.
We can call her mother and find out what that is. We've done that before. What is a snowball?
I don't even want to say
we
that.
Should no, call mom and it, ask.
It's a Kevin Smith joke. From the movie Clerks.
Okay, but I don't remember. I saw the movie Clerks. Do you guys know what a snowball is? Jeremy, Alex, Rich?
Don't act like you. Rich knows.
Rich, if there's any. If there's
what?
I don't think any of us
okay,
do.
Tell us what a snowball is.
See, now this makes. I promise if you come see my show on the road, it's not this the whole time.
This is not this show. This is the after show
this
experience.
This is the after show, yes.
and after show experience pre-marriage and fatherhood.
Yeah.
Is this the meet and greet? What happens in the meet and greet?
A lot of people have a meet and greet.
Yeah,
Brad
yeah.
has the snowball experience.
Yeah.
For an extra, if you want to sit in the gold circle.
Yeah.
The first three rows, you see the show, and then you have a. But I don't know what I'm referring to. What is the snowball?
And don't get me wrong. I'm still going to say what the paintbrush is. So this will all come back.
No, we want it. People are holding. You don't want them to tune out.
No, exactly.
Some people are just staying tuned right now just for the paintbrush. There are others that said, get in the room. We're about to find out what a snowball effect is.
So I'll say this. Because I'm a comedian and I'm very like.
Rich came over to listen more intently.
He's going to try tonight.
Oh, wait.
Kyle just jumped in. He goes, oh, I know what this is.
Kyle, you know what it is?
Yeah.
Don't say. I want to
see. Kyle, you know what a snowball is?
I do.
Okay. So you can verify because maybe there's a different word for this term in different social circles. So you can verify if this is in fact
like,
what you believe it is.
So people in like Mennonites in those, they might refer to it differently than you.
Yes, and it's not. Okay. So let me kind of set the stage.
I'm letting you.
Okay.
You seem to be stammering. You don't want to.
I have a phrase, and it's actually my wife's phrase, but I think it's really great. It is the phrase is don't yuck my yum. Okay?
Don't yuck my yum.
And
that your wife says to
let
that?
Me explain what that means.
Have I ever seen your wife's yum?
No, but you can go on the internet. No. You can go on field. Don't yuck my yum is a phrase meaning, hey, if I like something
right.
and it doesn't affect you as another person, if I can just enjoy it and it makes me happy, don't make me feel bad for enjoying the thing that I enjoy. As long as no one's getting hurt, as long as, you know, everyone's a consenting adult, don't yuck my yum.
Why don't you make that your merch on the road?
You know what? I will. Okay. I will. That I've been looking for a new shirt. I've been selling the same shirt for almost 8 years.
What does your shirt say?
It says I break for little people. And it's a shirt that I sold because I've been hit by a car 3 times. That's a whole nother story.
Well, I want to hear
well,
that.
Well, 3 stories, really.
Okay, snowball, paintbrush, and then that.
I am Quentin Tarantinoing this podcast where I'm just putting markers at every point. They're like, well, now we have to explain this thing.
He got hit by a car 3 times.
I did.
The same car?
No, what? Different
Alex.
Cars.
Yeah. What?
Alex, something we'd like to. We have one more story. The fish guy just came in. He goes, oh, my God, Brad Williams. I love Brad Williams. And here's what he just told me.
Oh, God. The fish guy.
About probably sick
of this. Here we go. Here's the fish guy.
What does the fish guy know about me?
15 years ago, I saw you at the Sportsman in Oxnard when you were still coming up, and I'm 95% sure you hooked up with one of my friends.
That wouldn't be him. It would have to be two of your friends.
Are you sure?
He does meet and greets wherever he goes.
Apparently.
Was there a snowball fight in Oxnard?
There might have been.
No, there. I promise you there wasn't. So in Oxnard, okay.
The fish guy never forgets.
I mean, if you see one clam, you've seen them all.
See what he did there?
All right. So apparently I hooked up with your friend. Now, don't say your friend's name. That's unfair to her. But okay. I don't know how we can verify this.
We call your friend.
We call your friend?
Yeah. Can you verify? We don't. Let's not put her on air, or at least without her knowledge. But can you contact this person
if she's willing to get on?
Yeah,
I'll double check.
Yeah,
double and triple check.
Well, there's a fourth thing. This is going to be a 4-episode podcast.
Good God. this is a never ending story.
What is snowballing?
Paintbrush.
All right.
Car accident.
Yes, car accidents.
And hookup.
Are you glad you made a list?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I'm getting ready.
So, and I say the whole "don't yuck my yum" thing, and. So when I talk about that, people are very open to telling me their things. And I love the fact that there's so many subcultures about everything and different people can be into different things. So Snowball, like I said, it's a joke that was made in the movie Clerks, the original Clerks by Kevin Smith, a brilliant movie where a man finds out that his current girlfriend is into snowballing and that makes him very uncomfortable. Snowballing is where, as a man, you finish in the woman's mouth like a gentleman and okay. She proceeds to blow it back in your mouth.
Oh, I have heard this.
No! No!
I didn't know that's what it's called. No, I haven't done it. I'm just saying I've heard it.
I don't even want to know you heard it.
Howie Mandel would rather shake the hands of 1,000 strangers than proceed with this conversation.
Oh my God.
Wait, Kyle.
No, no.
Has Kyle done it?
Kyle, was that correct? And is that what you believe it to be?
Yes, that's what I've heard it to be.
Okay.
Jackie, no, I've not done it.
Okay.
No, Kyle's done other things. Kyle sealed a friendship with, was it tequila, Kyle?
Whiskey.
Okay. Whiskey. Well, that seems normal.
No.
Oh?
No. Ask him.
What's sealing the friendship with whiskey?
All right. I can't be sure what kind of whiskey it was, but.
I don't know if that's going to make a difference.
No, it might.
Probably not. But my friend put some whiskey on his, testicles.
Uh-huh.
And I licked it off of the testicles.
Okay. Is this something that. And you don't have to say this. I don't know. Are you a straight man, a bi man, a bicurious man, a gay man?
No, he's just a whiskey lover.
I'm pretty straight. I'm just comfortable with my friends.
I'd say you are. That I mean, well, now the kind of whiskey does actually, because if you put Pappy Van Winkle 20-year, that's some really good stuff. I might be willing.
Pappy Van Winkle 20-year?
Yeah, that's
on your testicles.
That's an extremely rare whiskey. So I might be willing. But well done, sir.
Okay. So Snowball crossed off the list.
All right.
Oh, the list of things.
Wow.
Oh, one more thing.
My daughter's doing homework.
One more thing. This is crazy, but Jose just walked by and there was Brad in here. What did you want to say, Jose? What did you want to say to Brad? You recognize him, you said?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I recognize him, man.
Oh. He said he hooked up with one of his friends.
It's Howie Mandel. I thought we were going to make jokes about the fact that you put a glove on your head all those years ago, and now everyone's wearing gloves. Something like that.
We could do that.
Okay.
We could do that. And, okay, so now the next thing on the list was you were going to describe... No,
paintbrush.
No.
Was that
no.
Or the hit by car 3 times?
No.
Was I'll, it I'll the, tell you. Was it the friend?
I asked you to describe what uh-huh. the Eiffel Tower was.
Oh. No, we already knew that.
No, we didn't.
Eiffel Tower is two men on...
She's doggy style. I remember my daughter said that.
Each side. The woman is in the middle, and then the men high five above the woman, like,
high
hey,
five!
We're doing this.
Boom. Did you do
boom.
That?
Boom. Yeah, and that's why it was a Leaning Tower of Pisa, because the one guy was so far leaning over to high five me. that it wasn't exactly straight up and down.
And doesn't that take some of the joy out of whatever you're doing in the moment to high five another guy, to be looking into?
Yeah. You know, because it's kind of like, you know, you have a woman there, and if you're me and with my sexuality, I'm enjoying the woman. It's kind of weird to break from that and be like, let's make eye contact with a strange man that I just met today.
Right.
Like it does take a little bit out of it. So now we're going to the paintbrush. The paintbrush, like I said, queen bed. Okay, queen bed.
Queen bed, not to be which is different than a double, right?
Yeah, it's a large bed, but not a very large bed.
I know there's California king. Is there California queen?
I think there is. I'm not sure.
Could you look that up, somebody?
So the guy that licked whiskey off testicles.
Alex is looking it up.
Do you know this?
Okay. What's your sleep number?
Kyle does know. Wait, no,
what? What's your sleep number?
Is there a California?
California queen.
Queen?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So was it like a California queen? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. What do you mean, like the bed?
No.
Are you not
think so.
Listening?
Is that just something you find on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood?
A California queen?
Yes, exactly.
I see what you did there.
Hey, you see, that's a gay joke. We're very gay positive here. Anyway,
we are.
There are California queens.
Ha ha! I don't know what that means, but okay.
It bed means size,
longer.
Right?
It means it's longer, right?
60 inches by 84 inches.
Okay. Just I want the viewers and listeners to have an image.
I got it.
Okay.
Totally got it. So it was a smaller bed than a king. So at some point, we decide that, hey, you look like you're having fun over there. I'm having fun over here. We should switch positions and have fun on
counterclockwise.
The see, we didn't say that.
Oh!
And we went around the same side. We
hit each other?
That's what the paintbrush is. He paintbrushed me.
Oh, on your face?
Yeah.
With his penis?
Yes.
That had liquid on it.
Doesn't matter what it had on
doesn't matter. You're not going to make this any better. It was dry, so no big deal. Like, no, it was very uncomfortable.
A dry dick in the face. Right. Wait.
Paintbrush crushed.
No. So what do you say? Like, these are strangers. Virtually, they're not people you know. Or did he poke you in the eye?
No, it was the forehead, because I have a massive forehead.
Right.
It's my shield. And he hit the forehead. And he first said, sorry. And, you know.
Right. That's not enough.
Well, I'm having sex with his wife, so that's a good.
Good enough. Can I ask you something?
If you're passing, were you coming from the back to the front? Were you moving from the back to the front?
I've tried to block out every moment of this night. Now I'm.
No, I'm just wondering why his dick would be on your forehead, because that would mean that you had to turn and face out, and your face is facing his crotch.
Yeah, why would you face?
Like, why wouldn't you just come around, even if you were going the same way?
Yeah.
Both of you facing that. Like, if he slapped you in the back of the head with it, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Why were you facing?
It was more like I was facing forward.
Yes.
And he was, and he just kind of turned the wrong way, and
he turned the wrong way.
Yeah,
you didn't. You're the guy that got the dick in the face. Don't you think you turned the wrong way, Jeremy? These are good, like little diagrams of people to show, like they show those traffic accidents in court.
I feel yes, there should be an Etzel setup. There should be diagrams. There should be charts. There should be some guy with the pointer.
You saying an easel? You said an Etzel.
Etzel.
Oh, an Etzel's God. A car.
I say, you know what? Until 5 years ago, I thought the meat prosciutto was pronounced promiscuito. Until 5 years ago.
So. No, that was the name of your first girlfriend. Miss Promiscuity.
Promiscuity. So I'm not a smart man, Howie.
No, you are a very smart man. You're one of the smartest men I've ever met. You really are.
Sad.
And I tell you, for me, yes. But I got to say, if you see Brad Williams, his specials, or he's coming live to your town, you got to, it's one of the funniest shows. No, it really is. And you're so prolific with your, like, I've seen you I saw you at JFL years ago. Mm-hmm. I've seen you at Supernova a couple times, and you had a ton of material.
You're just
always writing.
Well,
life is probably giving you so much material.
Yeah, I have an old joke from my act that said, people say, "Oh, how do you write your material?" I say, "There's two steps. Step one, be a dwarf. Step two, wait." And then just some funny stuff is going to happen to you in some way, shape, or form.
Is that Jackie was asking me before we got here?
Sure.
what the proper terminology is always changing, right?
And now we're living in a time where we want to be very considerate of others in terms of what they would like to be called, whether it be pronoun or otherwise. So I do appreciate when people ask in general, of course it's going to switch from person to person, but in general, little person is okay. Person of short stature, very okay. And dwarf is, I'd say, 80% okay. You're going to find 80% of the people are fine with it. 20% of the people will have a problem. The one that is the vast majority that not a lot of us like is midget. That's the term that overall people say that's a no. Me personally, I don't mind. Personally. But don't see another little person be like, well, Brad said it was okay. Like, for me, it's all about context. I did a show one time in Odessa, Texas. And during the show, I had to kick out a heckler. When the show was done, I was going to my car with the opening act. And so we saw some headlights turn on from a pickup truck. And a guy started the truck and yelled out the window, "Kill the dwarf!"
Oh, so he used the right terminology.
Yes, thank God. But I wasn't going to stop and be like, oh, thank you for the terminology. I appreciate you. And a Texan in a pickup truck yells out, "Kill the dwarf." You run.
Okay, Brad, you are Brad Williams is a total veritable cornucopia. I don't know why I keep saying that. Brad has so much to offer. You really do. And you have more to offer than just this one podcast. So I'm going to ask Brad to come back for our next podcast. But until next time, this is Howie Mandel.
And Jacqueline Schultz.
Saying TTFN.
What's TTFN?
How tough are now?
Oh.